separated that one-fifth from the other four-fifths was that they had a rut zone to go. They wanted to improve. They wanted to improve their settings. They wanted to improve sort of their place in the world. They wanted to be able to get to a place where they could be Obed Hashem. And that set them apart. There would be two people on the 49th level of Tumah, but the difference between one and the other is just Ratzon. A Ratzon that someone wants to change to get out of whatever situation they're in. So, thinking about so many of, there's so many amigos to talk about, had. One of them certainly, it sticks out in my mind, I have very, very vivid memories of the way that Daniela used to look at my brother. She had a question about something that she wanted to know more about, a halacha, an idea, a minhag. She was always so excited to ask my brother that she'd look up, then and wait for the answer. She had a ratzon to improve herself. She certainly had a ratzon to improve the world around her, her chesed.
Al-Pi-Fa-Lo.
So the schar that you get from Shabbos is Al-Pi-Fa-Lo. It's based on what you do. You don't Shabbos, you can just go through Shabbos and nothing happens. But if you make an effort, then you'll get the most out of it. And Daniela certainly did that. Shal Shudas is at the end of Shabbos. A lot of times we're looking at our clock to see when Shabbos is over. When can we turn our phones back on?
Just going on what my brother was talking about in terms of what everybody did over the past year, I just obviously thank you for everybody coming tonight. Really thank you everybody for the care and concern and the support throughout the entire past year, and specifically taking on a mitzvah, whatever it was. You know, a lot of people took on Shal Shudas, but everybody had whatever they learned from Daniela and implemented it in their lives, and they were careful about that mitzvah. And through that, through her inspiration and dedication to Hashem, that lives on through all of us. And I wanted to just highlight a mission avos that was on my mind past week that I think really takes a lot of what Daniela taught us, and what it says, Daniela lived. It says, Ben Azai says, Hu haya omer, al tehi baz l'chol adam, v'al tehi maflig l'chol davar, she'en l'cha adam, she'en lo sha'a, v'en l'cha davar, she'en lo makom. Don't embarrass anybody, don't disregard what they say, don't degrade what another one has to offer. Everyone has his time, everything has its place. And as Rashi explains, there's nothing too small, no idea too small that should be ignored or thrown out or just disregarded. What everyone has to say is important. No matter what, I appreciate what the thoughts of another, even though I may not agree with them at first. Daniela was always too happy to hear your suggestions, and she looked to everyone for advice. No matter who you are, no person was too insignificant, no idea too trivial. Everyone felt like what they said to her, what she asked, like Binyamin said, she would ask Noam what something meant, or ask anybody else for advice, and you really felt like she cared what you had to say. She valued your opinion, she valued you as the individual. This is how relationships develop in general. When we're able to be attentive and truly appreciate what others have to say, we learn from them, and through that, we are able to connect to them on a deeper level. We have learned so much from Daniela, the importance of Shal Shudas, the beauty of sincerity, and the value of every individual. She taught us, and now we feel closer to her, despite the year apart. Hopefully, we can take this time to strengthen and renew our efforts to whatever we took upon, whatever mitzvah we had, to strengthen it and renew it, or take on something else, to continue what Daniela taught us, to keep that going, and to learn from everybody, take in what everybody has to say, and through that, we can grow closer to each other. I find no better person to introduce, to speak, to give a shiur tonight than Rav Simon. Over the past year, Rav Simon, every time I saw him, he always asked how Noam was doing. But it wasn't just how Noam was doing. He asked how Noam was doing, how Carrie was doing, how Frank was doing, how Rachel was doing. He cared about everybody, how the entire family was doing. And it was just so nice to see, and so important to me just to see that every time it's always on his mind, it's really always on everybody's mind. And it wasn't just with Simon, but also everybody else just coming up to me throughout the year, asking how Noam's doing, sending regards to him. It gave me a lot of strength, and I think it was amazing for the entire family. So without further ado, I'd like to call upon Rav Simon to give us our shiur.
Rishus, family members, Binyamin, Ilan, all the Chaverim, men and women. It's a tremendous achrayas. He had a privilege to be here this evening. Just a year ago, we were struck by the terrible tragedy, and it's a big schus to be here this evening, because I can't imagine Daniela would want anything but a gathering of people together studying Divrei Torah, in her memory. I'd like to thank all the Jeremy and the other women that were involved in orchestrating the details for this evening. And we pray to the Ribono Shel Olam that her neshama should have an aliyah. And I'm sure she's looking down now from Gan Eden. She's going to hear every word that we're going to say tonight and bring it before the Kisei HaKavod. And it's a tremendous responsibility that all of us have to carry out and carry on her legacy. And perhaps the shir tonight should be in the divrei halacha, agada, hashkafa, in something that would be close to her heart. So I made the Mar Mekomos, I had in mind, the package should have 32 pages, lev, lamed beis, because she's the epitome of the lev tov, that kind heart that encompassed everybody. Without any further ado, I'd like to begin. The topic, Mitzvos Ben Odom Lachaveiro, Gidron Uma'alosom. Ideas of Mitzvos Ben Odom Lachaveiro, one man to his fellow Jew, and different ideas that come about from these concepts. The first page we begin in Parshas Kedoshim, the famous pasuk Lo Sikom, Lo Sito es Bnei Amecha. One shouldn't hold grudges, take revenge. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem, which perhaps is the paradigm, is the source of all ideas, one of the sources at least, of all ideas of interaction between man and his fellow Jew. But it's interesting how the pasuk ends, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. It could have just ended, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. But ani Hashem. Let's think about that. And perhaps in the course of the shir, things will be clarified. The Rambam wrote his famous compendium, Shmona Prakim, the 8 chapters, the Hakdama, the Pirkei Avos, the Shmona Prakim of the Rambam. And in the 6th chapter, Perek Shishi, here on page 3, he discusses what he calls a discrepancy between philosophers and Chazal. And he begins the chapter, Amru ha-philosophim, the philosophers say, Shehamoshel b'nafsho, afo pi she'osa ha-maisim ha-tovim v'ha-chashuvim, hu osa oson v'umis'ave al-apulos ha-ros, v'nichsaf aleim v'yichbosh es-yitzro. And then let's continue on the next arrow, v'askom min ha-philosim she'achosid yoser choshu v'yoser sholem, men ha-moshel b'nafsho. The Rambam illustrates two individuals. One he calls the Moshel Benafsho, an individual who has an inner struggle. He has desires, perhaps, to do things that are not proper. However, he's Moshel Benafsho. He controls these impulses and therefore does not do things that are improper because he's Moshel Benafsho. The Rambam contrasts this, in the words of the philosophers, to the Chassid. The Chassid is the individual who doesn't have, who's perhaps pure and doesn't have these desires to wrong, to do wrong. And the Rambam wants to know who's considered the greater individual. The individual who has the struggle, who's Moshel Benafsho, or the Chassid, the individual, the righteous person who doesn't have these impulses at all. So he quotes that the philosophers say, "V'omru shamoshel benafsho kichosid binyonim rabim maloso lamata mimenu behechrich." He says the higher individual, says the philosophers, is the individual who doesn't even have an impulse, a desire to wrong. He is on the higher level than the Moshel Benafsho, than the individual who's having the struggle and is successful in the struggle. But he has those desires. He controls them. That's a lower level, says the philosophers. However, on the next page, the Rambam quotes from Chazal. On page 4. V'chasher chakarnu divrei chachomim zayinyin nimtso lehem shamisave la'averus v'nichsav lehem hu yoseh choshev. But he says, perhaps from the words of Chazal, we get another impression that an individual who struggles, who has a struggle, who has desires perhaps to do things that are not proper, and yet goes ahead and conquers these desires, that's greater. And he quotes here, further down, the Gemara in Sukkah, first word of the line, Kol HaGodol Mechaveru Yitzro Godol. And two lines further down, of those Perakei, Lufum Tzara Agra. We have concepts that Chazal say, the more you have to work on something, the more you have to struggle, the more reward you get. And he has another Chazal, the Rambam quotes, the end of the paragraph, three lines of the end of the paragraph, Rambam Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Yomer Odom Efshi Lechol Basar B'Chalav. A person doesn't have to say, I have no desire to eat milk and meat, I have no desire to wear shatnez, El Efshi. I have the desire, but I'm still not going to do it because the Ribono Shel Olam commanded me that I should not. So the Rambam presents these two views. The view of the philosophers that the Chassid, who has no impulse of wrong, is on the higher level, in contrast to different sources in Chazal, which indicate that the individual who's working harder to overcome inner struggles, he perhaps is the greater individual. So says the Rambam, we have this clash. So what's the proper approach? The bottom paragraph on page 4. Ulfi hamuvan mipshutei shnei hamamorim tchilas hamachshava heim sosrim zed zeh. It seems that there's an astira. There's a conflict. Ve'ein ha'inyan kein. The Rambam says there's no contradiction between these two opinions. Haval shneim emes. They're both true. Ve'ein machlokas b'neim klal. And says the Rambam, what's the difference? So he divides the Torah into two categories. Says there's certain mitzvahs which he calls mitzvah sichlios. Mitzvahs that perhaps on a certain level we would have thought of them on our own. Mostly mitzvahs ben adam lachavero. For example, on top of page 5, shvichas damim, murder, gneva, stealing, zela, ona, cheating, harming people, not being disrespectful to a father and a mother. V'heima mitzvah she'omru aleim chachamim, she'ilu no nichtavu ruim heim likosev. Mitzvahs that perhaps we would have thought of on our own, even if we weren't given the Torah. Says the Rambam, the philosophers that said that it's better not to have desires than a person who's overcoming the desires means when it comes to mitzvahs, sichlios, logical mitzvahs, or some of them are mitzvahs ben adam lachavero. So we don't want an individual to say, I'd really want to harm this person, but I'm not doing it because the Torah says I shouldn't do it. No, we shouldn't even have that desire to harm an individual. That's what the philosophers were talking about. When Chazal were talking about that a struggle perhaps is meritorious, that's an individual who's struggling perhaps with whether he's going to eat the kosher food or whether he's going to keep chatnas or things like that, and he goes ahead and he has the struggle, but he triumphs. So that's what Chazal was saying, that having the desire and overcoming it, there's merit to that struggle. But when it comes to those mitzvos, bein adam lachavero, murder, and theft, and harm, and destruction, we don't want an individual to want those things in his desire and just overcome that desire. The goal, the higher goal, is to have the lev tov, to have the desire just to do good. Not that I really want to harm him, but I'm not going to harm him because the Torah says not to harm the individual. So therefore, the Rambam says, Chazal, we're talking about one set of mitzvos, the mitzvah shimios, mitzvos that we wouldn't have thought about on our own, then perhaps the struggle could be productive. But the mitzvos that are talked about of sichlios, of bein adam lachavero, so it's important that not only we should do the right thing, but we should feel the right way as well. And therefore, the chassid who doesn't feel any evil is greater. That's bein mitzvos sichlios, bein adam lachavero type things, in contrast to the other Ramba, to the Chazal, when they were talking about the mitzvos shimios, those mitzvos which are primarily bein adam lamakom, which perhaps would be greater to which there could be a merit for the struggle. Based on this Rambam, turn to page 7, Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, who was the great Meshech Chochma, who wrote a tremendous compendium on Chumash, says a remarkable pshat to a pasuk that we're all familiar with in Yeshaya, which we lay on the Haftorah by Mincha for a Tainus Tzibur. Says the pasuk, Ya'azov Rasha Darko, V'ish Oven Machshiv Osof, V'yashov El Hashem Yochameu V'Elokeinu Ki Arbel Esloach. So the pasuk refers to the Rasha, the evil person, and it says the evil person should leave his evil path. Yazov Rasha Darko. V'ish Oven, which is also a type of evil individual, he should leave machshavosav, his thought. What is the contrast here? The beginning of the pasuk is talking about leaving the evil path, and the second part of the pasuk, the ish oven, we say he has to leave his evil thoughts as well. So if you look on the next page, on page 8, the Meshech Chochma says remarkably, "Bishmona prakim, biir shezeh eino al mitzvah silchlios, shebeloshon chachamim nikra mitzvahs, b'zet sorech lios sonom be'etzem." When it comes to mitzvah silchlios, when it comes to stealing and thievery and harming people, it's not enough. Our goal is not enough to do the right thing, but we have to feel the right thing as well. V'yu sonim belibo, rak shimios. So he writes further down, Lachen Omar Yeshayo, the first word on the line, Nun Hei Zayin, Yazov Rasha Darko. The Rasha is referring to the individual who's not keeping the commandments. He's not eating kosher food. So Yazov Rasha Darko, meaning the key thing for him, let him do the right thing. Even if he still has the desire, but he's on the right path, he's doing the right thing, Yazov Rasha Darko. But Ish Oven, he says, if you look throughout Tanakh, the word Oven is referring to the individual who's corrupt, who's stealing, who's cheating, who's desiring another man's wife. So then we say, Ish Oven, when it comes to the person who's corrupt, it's not enough Yazov Darko, but Ish Oven what? Machshavosof. That his machshava, his inner feeling, should be what? To do proper. Not only that in actuality he's doing the right thing, but he's also what? Machshavosof. And therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, based on the Rambam in the Shmona Prokim, the pasuk reads beautifully. Yazov Rasha Darko, the Rasha who's doing the mitzvahs, mein Adam Lamokom, he's not doing it properly, let him just go on the right path. Let's just steer him on the right path. Of course, we would like him also to have the right thoughts, but if practically he's doing the right thing, even though it's a struggle, but he's on the right path. But Ish Oven, when that suffice, that it should just be the right thing. The Ish Oven, we want to purify his lathe, that he shouldn't want to harm, and he should be pure in his heart as well. V'Ish Oven, Machshevosef. It's interesting to note that even though we mentioned that when it comes to mitzvahs ben Adam lachavero, so the goal is not only the action but also the feeling, the caring. But on the other hand, we're going to see some sources now that perhaps indicate that Ben Adam Lachavero, if the result was accomplished, even though the thought was not there, that's significant as well. Because although the ultimate goal is to do the right thing to our fellow Jew and to feel the right way, but there is, we'll see shortly, that there is a value, even if at the end of the day we caused someone, our fellow Jew or Jewess, we've caused them to feel good or to benefit. There's a value to that as well, even though that wasn't necessarily our intent. And let's see. Let's see what these sources are. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 9, Adav Dalet Amud Aleph, says, Ha'omer Sela Zulat Staka B'Shvil She'yichyu B'ni U'V'Shvil She'eske Bo L'Chai Ha'olam Haba Ha'reiz Etzadik Gomer. Whereas a person perhaps is giving tzedakah to the ani, but inside of him perhaps there's an ulterior motive. He has a sick child at home, and he wants that the fact that he's giving the tzedakah to be a merit, that his son should get better. So we say, Harezet Tzadik Gomer. We say that he's a Tzadik Gomer. Now perhaps the idea of Chazal, of the Tzadik Gomer, the simple reading, is because bottom line, the Ani got the tzedakah, he's able to benefit from this. So even though he didn't have the proper kavanah, and we said before, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, kavanah is important, but that's on the ideal level. But in the bottom line, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, even though the ideal level, as we said before, is Ish Oven Machshevosov, and we'll see that that's the ultimate goal that we want to strive for, but there's a value of result-oriented when it comes. If in the end of the day you helped somebody out, we call you a Tzadik Gomer, even though that's not perhaps the highest level. It's not the highest level. But you helped someone out and somebody benefited, Harez it Tzadik Gomer. In fact, there's another Chazal. Take a look on page 10 that says even further, and Rashi, he quotes this in Chumash in the Sifrei. On page 10. Amar Reb Elozer ben Azariah, Minayin l'ma'abed selu mitoch yodo. A person lost, he had a hole in his pocket, and he lost some money, and it's on the street. And he walked away. It's a public area. No one knows who it is, so it's ownerless. And then a poor person comes and sees the money, and he takes it. He has a right to take it. It's a lost thing. There's no simanim. There's no way of retrieving the owner. It's in a public area where there's no way of retrieving the thing. Umotza oni v'holach v'nisparnis bo. Male alov hakosuv ki'ilu zocha. That it's considered a merit to the person who was the conduit, even though he wasn't planning to give this staka. But he was a conduit. He caused somebody to feel good and to have something. When it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, even though we started this year saying how important the Kavana is, but in the end of the day, when it comes to dealing with people, of course, our ultimate goal is to do good and to feel good and to think good. But you know what? In the end of the day, you get schar if in the end of the day you did good, even if you had perhaps the wrong kavana or perhaps no kavana. Here Chazal tell us a person lost money, someone picked it up who needed it, who was in need, and he was able to go home and have a meal for Shabbos. You get schar. So Chazal say, Advarim kal v'chomer. Mishal is kavin liskos mal alavachos. Meaning, certainly, if you have kavana, alachas kama v'kama. But especially ben odom l'chaveru. And in fact, on the next page, it's from the Sefer Hisorus Tshuva, which is the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. He says the following. He says the following statement. We know that Chazal in the Gemara in several places discusses the concept whether mitzvah strichas kavana or mitzvah ain't strichas kavana. Meaning, when I do a mitzvah, I sat in the sukkah, but I didn't have in mind that I was doing the mitzvah. But I sat in the sukkah or I ate the matzah. But I didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. So there is a controversy in the Gemara whether it's enough that you did the mitzvah or do you also have to have kavana for the mitzvah. And this Oris Tshuva, the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, writes, Al Pidorchen Yosef Od, that Fiul La Poskim, the mitzvah Srichas Kavana, that even according to the Poskim that hold mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Zedavka be mitzvah Sheb in Adam Lamakum. That's only perhaps mitzvahs between us and God. I shake the lulav, but I didn't have kavana, but I did the mitzvah. So that's a question. One opinion says you still fulfilled the mitzvah. The other opinion says no. But mitzvah shebein adam lachavero. When it comes to mitzvah shebein adam shechavero, shetachlisum shelachavero hanah, because the ultimate is the result oriented. Did I help my fellow Jew or didn't I help my fellow Jew? If in the end of the day I helped my fellow Jew, even though I didn't have kavana, you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. That's what this grandson of the Chasam Sofer says. And this idea is reiterated in a sefer by the Chidah. Ben Ishchai, rather, on page 15, where he writes here that when it comes to tztaka, he says in the paragraph, the Hinei, he writes, on the second arrow, Matam Yishbeze Shikabal Dom Schar Gomer La Tztaka Alpha Pishanases Bikai Gavna, Halo Omru Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. He says, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana is only when it's me and God. But it's me and God, so one could say that if I picked up a lulav and I'm not thinking that this is a mitzvah, so what do? It's like picking up a lemon. The whole idea is that you're picking it up because Hashem tells us. But if somehow I was a conduit to have another individual feel good, so then I am what? Then I get schar, and according to the Chasam Sofer's grandson, I even get the mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim, however, on page 16 in the Sefer Avas Chesed, disagrees. As pointed out in the Sefer on Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, one of the Sfarim that someone wrote, entitled Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, disagrees. And he says no. He says that if a person, as we'll see shortly, he did a mitzvah, ben adam lachaveiro, and he didn't have kavana. So he thinks that you still get schar, but technically it wasn't a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah means that you have to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the mitzvah. So even though we know Chazal tell us that if you lost the money and someone picks it up, you'll get schar, you'll get bent, but it's not technically a mitzvah. You know, in Shemayim, I don't know exactly how it's calculated, but the Chofetz Chaim writes here, he says, first he writes that he quotes the Gemara of Tzadi Gomer, and then on page 17, first line, Odin Kolki Aigavner Shemachavin Shel Gamkein Tovim is there, because in the end of the day, the fellow got the money, But he says on page 18 where the arrow is, "Ve'ein stira lezeh mimaydikai melon barachai mitzvahs k'svichas kavana hayni sheichavin l'shei mitzvah d'hocha nami kamechavin l'shei mitzvah after who wrote zeh sheyetiv lo Hashem yisbarach gam kein ba'avur zeh." In other words, if a person had kavana to do the mitzvah, so then he gets a mitzvah. But if he didn't, so then he writes on the end of page 19, in the end of the bracket, "Schus, you have a schus. You did something. There'll be a schus for you. There'll be a merit for you. But it's not the same as doing a mitzvah. Because even by Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, says the Chafetz Chaim, and the Sefer Mitzvahs Srichas Kavana points out, mitzvah Srichas Kavana. In other words, a mitzvah, even Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you did right. You caused good things. It came about because of you, because you had the hole in your pocket, and he got the money because of you. So the Chassam Sofer's grandson said, maybe that's a mitzvah. Chavetz Chaim says it's not a mitzvah, but it's still a zchus. It's still a merit that you have." There is yet another very interesting pasuk in Chumash that is significant to this discussion. If you look on page 21, a pasuk in Parshas Vayichi. We know the story of Yosef and his brothers, which the Meshech Chachma says is the paradigm example of an Aveira between Adam L'Chaveiro. And that's why the Meshech Chachma writes every Yom Kippur, when we end off the bracha in the Shemona Esrei, we say V'atah Solchan L'Yisrael U'machalon L'Shiftei Yeshurun B'chol Dor V'Dor, that Hashem forgives the tribes of Israel. That's referring to the brothers who sold Yosef. And in fact, if you look in Rabbeinu Bechaya, I don't know if it's in the packet here, but Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not in the packet here, but Rabbeinu Bechaya says that here, even though Yosef told his brothers, "Don't worry, it all turned out okay," but in the end of the day, it wasn't a full mechila, and that's why we had Asara Harugei Malchus, etc. But what is Yosef telling the brothers? "You sold me, and I ended up in Egypt." He says, "Don't worry. Atem chashavtem alai ra'ah. You had evil intention. But Elohim chashav l'tova. But God orchestrated it that as a result, I got to give the Jewish people food. So it turned out good in the end. Even though your intent, perhaps, wasn't such a good intent. Atem chashavtem alai ra'ah, Elohim chashav l'tova." So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on page 21 says like this: "Atem chashavtem Elohim chashav l'tova." So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, "For a zedoma l'miskaven l'hashkos chaveira kos mavis v'ishkeu kos yayin she'enu mischayiv klum. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh makes a comparison. He says, Yosef told his brothers, "Don't worry. Don't worry what happened. Because in the end, even though your kavana wasn't so great, you sold me, you didn't like me. But in the end, look what God did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it that I should be in Egypt and I should be the one who's giving people food in the famine. So it all turned out good in the end." So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, "You know what it's like? It's like somebody who tried to poison somebody. And he made a mistake. And instead of taking the poison, he took something that wasn't poison, and the fellow ate it and it was nourished and fine. So he's not responsible, because in the end of the day, nothing evil happened. There was evil intent, and we said before, evil intent is not good, but bottom line is, result. The result was okay. Atem chashavtem olai ra, lukim chashav v'lotova. So one of the great Meforshim, the Kli Chemda, Rav Meir Don Plotsky, who was one of the great Gedolim, asked the following question. There is a Gemara in Nozir and Chav Gimel Amin Aleph on page 22, which is discussing the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Matos, which discusses the halacha of Haforis Nedarim, which means that a woman made a vow. She's not going to eat, say, certain food is going to be forbidden to her. And the halacha is, the married woman who makes a vow and a husband hears about it and is not happy with it in certain situations, he can annul the vow. And he say, this is annulled. So the Gemara discusses the following situation. What happens if the woman made the vow, not going to eat this food, the husband annulled it, she had no clue that he annulled it, and she ate the food? Does she still have to klap chet on Yom Kippur? Because she didn't know that he annulled it. She thought she's doing what? An avera. But at the end of the day, there was no avera, because it was already annulled by the time that she ate the food. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, page 22, Isha hafeira Hashem yuslach lo, b'isha shehefer lo baila, v'hi lo yada. The husband was made for the nether and she didn't know about it. Hakosu medaber, shehi tzrichat kapara uslicha. That she still needs atonement. Because even though in the end of the day, no aveira was committed, but when she did it, she didn't know that. She thought she was doing an aveira. And if she thought she was doing an aveira, even though in the end, it worked out there was no aveira, nonetheless, Hashem yislachla, meaning she needs to be forgiven. She needs kapara. She needs to klap chet on Yom Kippur that she did an avera, even though in the end, nothing happened. But the intent was not a proper intent. So the Kli Chemda asks, on page 23, how can the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say that Yosef, the brothers, they had perhaps evil intent, and the end it turned out okay, so they don't need kapara, because it's like someone tried to poison somebody, and the end of the day, it turned out okay, so it's okay. But Chazal say, by the woman, that if she thought she was violating the nether, but she didn't realize that it was annulled, then the halacha is, she still needs kapara. That's his question here. B'sefer Orchayim HaKadosh, B'posuk, Atem Chashartem Olai Ro'a, Elokim Chashov Olotova, because we have a Gemara in Maseches Nazir that says differently. So the answer, this is my friend David Horowitz, Shlita Rosh Hashiva, once pointed out, the Kli Chemda to me, the answer on page 24, and he wants to say, maybe the difference is between Adam L'Chaveiro and Adam L'Mokom. In other words, when the case of the Nedarim, you made a vow and you violated your word, that's what? That's between you and God. That's not a mitzvah between you and your fellow Jew. That's bin Adam Lamakom. So if in the end of it, so by Adam Lamakom, so as we said before, so if a person had kavana to do an improper thing, so he's towards God, so he had kavana to rebel from God, in the end he didn't, but kavana ben adam lachavero, he still needs ben adam lamakom, he still needs kapara. But over here the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is speaking about what? Ben adam lachavero with Yosef and the brothers. And even though we said before the ultimate of ben adam lachavero is to think ish oven machshavosav, but yet, that's the ultimate. But yet, when Adam L'Chaveiro, you know, what's important is the result. In the end, Did you do it or did you not do it? On the higher, ultimate level, the kavana is even more important bein adam lachaveiro than bein adam lachmokom. That's on the high level. But on the basic level, the kavana bein adam lachmokom is more significant bein adam lachaveiro, because in the bein adam lachaveiro, we're interested bottom line. Did I cause problem or did I not cause problem? What did I do in the end? So on the ultimate level that we began with the Rambam and the Meshech Chochma, Yazov, Rashak, Darkov, Yishov, and Machshev Osov, on the higher levels, planes, the ultimate is Bein Adam, Lachaveiro, Kavana is more important. But on the basic level, Bein Adam, Lachaveiro, Bein Adam, Lamokom, the Kavana is more important, because Bein Adam, Lachaveiro, from the end of the day, you didn't hurt the person, so even though that was your Kavana, you don't need kapara. But still, in midos, you should, on the high level, we need to be proper, and it's even more important, the kavana bein adam lamakom, bein adam lachaveru. There is a fascinating gemara in Bava Kama with a fascinating interpretation of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And the idea is not all the Bali Musar agreed with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's interpretation, but it's something to heighten our sensitivity. And the Gemara is a very powerful, powerful Gemara. And it has to do with everything we're talking about now. On page 25, on the bottom, in the Gemara Bava Kama, in Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. And it talks about an encounter of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Kahana. And it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Gavra Sabahava. He was an old man, Rabbi Yochanan. Umisarchi givine means his eyelashes were very long and he couldn't see. And he wanted to see Rav Kahana. So Amar Lahu Daluli Einai. So pick up my eyelashes, he said to someone, so I could see Rav Kahana. The Achse, and I could see him. So they took some tweezers or something, and he was able to see Rav Kahana. And he was able to see him. So apparently, Rav Kahana, Chaza de Parte Sivzovse. He had something, some type of disformity in his mouth, and it looked like he was laughing or smiling. So when Rav Yochanan saw him, he thought that he was laughing at him. He thought he was laughing at him. Sovar achuch mechayichbe. Now, obviously, he wasn't. He just had that disformity. It looked like he was laughing, but he wasn't. But says the Gemara, Chalash Daite V'nach Nafshe, that he caused Rabbi Yochanan to feel bad, that someone is, you know, because he looked, you know, strange, he had long eyebrows or whatever, he looked strange. V'nach Nafshe. and he died. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz on page 26 writes on the bottom paragraph, he says, Ma mavil hadover shari Rav Kahana lo osa ma'uma. Rav Kahana didn't do anything wrong. Ma pishol machatoso asfaso hashesua. Well, he couldn't, you know, the fact that he was disformed and it looked like he was smiling. It looked to Rabbi Yochanan that he was making fun of him. Rav Kahana was innocent. And what he's going to say now, perhaps, is going a little bit far. And the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal of Chavetz Chaim in one of his sichas thinks that it's a bit too far, but it still should give us a certain sensitivity. And that is, he says, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, it's like fire. You put your hand in fire, you don't say, well, I didn't have kavanah to do it. If you put your hand in fire, you're going to burn. You're going to feel pain. Because bottom line, that's what happened. So Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, he says, even if you had good kavanah, but as a result, you caused pain to somebody. So that's like putting your hand in the fire. I didn't have kavanah to put my hand in the fire, but the pain was still there. And perhaps, as Rav Hedech Leibowitz writes in one of the sichas, maybe it's a little bit difficult to still understand if somebody's totally didn't have any intent. But I still think the value of this idea is that in cases that we do have control, we have to be double and triple sensitive to make sure that anything that we do doesn't give off a message of insensitivity towards our fellow Jew or Jewess. And even if this pshat is a little bit difficult in terms of the intensity of Rav Kahana being punished in this way, and it's hard to understand that, but the idea at least should be brought home to us in the notion of, in cases where we can be, and it's only because we didn't think five times over before we did what we did, or we said what we said, and we didn't think about it. And in those cases, we should view it as if we put our hand in the fire without having proper thought. And nonetheless, the reality is, you burnt your hand when it was put in the fire, even though that wasn't your intention. And you did something, or you caused something. So as we saw before, when it comes to mitzvahs, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so on one hand, the ultimate is, like we said originally, is not only to do right, but to feel that I want to do the right thing. Not only to give the charity, but to want to give the charity. On one hand, that's the ideal. It's not enough that I don't steal, but I shouldn't want to steal either. The Ish Oven, says the Meshech Chachma, Machshavosov. It's not enough that I do right, but I should feel the right way of feeling. Ish Oven, Machshavosov. That's on the ideal level. But on the lower level of things, when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, results are very important. If I cause somebody, I lost the money, I caused somebody to get money, even though that wasn't my intent, but Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that you were the conduit, you get schar. The Soros Tshuva says, you get a mitzvah. The Chavetz Chaim says maybe it's not a mitzvah, but it's still a zchus. And then, flip side, if somebody caused pain to somebody, even if it wasn't his intent, so Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains that was the pshat in this Gemara. So even if you don't want to take it to this degree and have some other interpretation, but in most cases, it's not like the case in the Gemara where he was totally innocent. Rav Kahana, he had a deformity. It looked like he was always smiling at people. So Rav Yochanan thought he was making fun of him. He thought he was making fun. Most cases, it's just a case of not being super sensitive and understanding what I said or did, how that person will react. But whatever the case may be, the bottom line, Rabosai, is that we have a Torah, we have mitzvahs bein Adam l'chaveiro and bein Adam l'makom, and we believe that the Torah is commanding us not only to be scrupulous bein Adam l'makom, but bein Adam l'chaveiro as well. And that's brought down here in the Ein Yaakov on page 27. Hazu Dorash Rav Elazar ben Azariah Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru Averos Ben Adam Lamakom Yom Kippur Mechaper Averos Sheben Adam Lachavero Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ay Sheyiratze Es Chavero. So it's interesting. If you look here on page 27 where it says Pei Beis, it says and then the last line, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah repeats the same thing. So what did he add? In other words, Yom Kippur, we stand in shul the whole day on Yom Kippur and we clap al chait. So it says that if you wronged your fellow Jew and you didn't ask mechila from your fellow Jew, so Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. You can stand there the whole day in shul and fast and klap al chait, but you didn't make amends with your fellow Jew or Jewess, ain't Yom Kippur mechaper. So why is Rabbi Elazar repeating the statement, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah repeating the statement that was said right before in the Mishnah? So the Rif on page 28, there's a commentary called the Rif. This is not the Rif that we're familiar with of the in the back of the Gemara of Rabbi Alphas, but this is Rabbi Yoshaya Pinto, which is a Mefarish on the Ein Yaakov. He writes this whole thing, but I'll summarize it. And what he says is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is coming to me Mechadesh, that don't think Yom Kippur, I did some things that were not proper bein Adam l'makom. I also did some things that are not proper bein Adam l'chaveiro. And I said, I stood the whole day on Yom Kippur and I klal chait, but I never made amends bein Adam l'chaveiro. So therefore, my Yom Kippur was a good Yom Kippur bein Adam l'chaveiro, my makom, but it wasn't a good Yom Kippur bein Adam l'chaveiro. Says the Rif, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is coming to say, it's one unit. And if you didn't fix the Bein Adam l'chaveiro, then the Bein Adam l'makom, you don't get full kapara either. Because it's one unit. It's one unit. And that, perhaps, is, if you look for a second, on page 32. There's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Kisetze, Lo yeh b'kischa even vo even gedolo k'tana, which literally means that when you have the weights, the measures, the stones that you used to measure when you were a merchant, and you had a stone that measured, this stone is 5 pounds, the other stone is 10 pounds, and you're cheating. In other words, you're saying it weighed more when it really weighed less. You cheated. The Evan for Evan was not good. So that's what the Torah is coming to chastise against. But says Rav Pinchas Friedman from Bells on Al Derech Hadrush, Lo yebekischa evan vo evan gedol loktana. You know what he says, al derech hadrush? He says the luchos, the Ten Commandments, were two stones. The first five ben adam lamokom, and the last five ben adam lachaveiro. Some people, ben adam lamokom is great. It's big. It's highlighted. Ben adam lachaveiro is not big. And then we have other individuals who are great ben adam lachaveiro, but not great ben adam lamokom. So comes the Torah and says, Lo yelecha bikischa even vo even gedol uktana. Don't make one stone bigger than the other. Realize the significance of both of them. Don't make one big and one small. Even shleima vatzedek yelach. That the two stones have to be big. They have to be important. And that's what the Rif is saying. That it's one unit. Because in the end of the day, we believe that the Torah is a Torah that has compassion, ben adam lachaveiro, but also ben adam lamakom. We have to be loyal and sincere to both parties. And now reflecting back, after all is said, the concepts of ben adam lachaveiro, ben adam lamakom, one perhaps the kavana, the result-oriented versus not the result-oriented, and the various mekoros we saw. Let's spend some time now to focus on Daniela and what her legacy is to us. I think, knowing Daniela, I remember the last time we were together, Noam came together with Gavriel and Daniela, and we were sitting on the ground floor by the entrance to the library. They came in, we were chatting and schmoozing, and Noam and I were very close and are still very close. Always tell us about different things, and I got to know Daniela in the course of the time that they were dating and they were married. What's the legacy? The legacy is, we started the shiur off, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. What does that mean? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. Why Ani Hashem? What's the Ani Hashem at the end? So I think, you know, Ilan mentioned a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which is very significant. So I want to mention another Mishnah saying a similar idea on page 29. And this, I think, summarizes the shiur, and perhaps, to me, what the legacy is, what we have to take into our lives, that we who are admirers and friends of Daniela Shena, Zichrona Levracha, what she would want us to walk away this evening, not just the ideas that we said at the various makoros we can think about, various chazals about Ben Adam Lachaveiro, Ben Adam Lamakom, the Kavana, and all these beautiful ideas. But bottom line, says the Mishnah, Ezeu Mechubad HaMechabed Es Abrios. And who is a person who deserves honor? A person who honors other people. Shenemar Ki Mechabdai Achabed Ubozai Yekalu. Those that respect me, I respect, and those that chastise me will be chastised. And the question that Rav Chaim Volozhiner on page 30 asks, is what is the pasuk referring to? Mechabde achabed. Isn't that referring to God? Ratzalomer. So why is the Mishnah quoting a pasuk? If you respect God, then you'll be respected. But we're not talking about God here. We're talking about respecting people. Ezel mechuber hamechabed esabrius. So why are they quoting a pasuk that's not referring to people? So says Rav Chaim Volozhiner the following. Ratzalomer. Imechabed kol anoshim ve'inu choker imhem pechusim imenu. Ki omer bilvavo halo betzelam elokim heima. Ve'heima bru Hashem. V'chol ma shebora lo bora elechvodo bichabdi osom zeu kvod boram. Imkei mechabed zehu mechabed as Hashem. He said the following. There are different people out there. Some people respect mechabed people because of their intellect, because of their position in life, because of their wealth, different reasons that we'll go through life and see why certain people are put on a pedestal and other people perhaps are not put on a pedestal in many people's eyes. But says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's not the goal here. The goal, he says, is to be mechabed kol anoshim, to respect everybody. Why? What are we respecting? So you know what we're respecting? Because any time we go and encounter an individual, we have to realize that this individual has Tzelem Elokim. He has part of the Ribono Shel Olam, part of God inside of him. So if you only respect certain people, you're not respecting Tzelem Elokim. You're respecting his job, his wealth, his intellect. You're not respecting Tzelem Elokim. But Ezel Mechobar HaMechabed HaSabrios means you mechabed all people, whoever they are, then you're realizing that every individual has a godly quality to him. Every individual has Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, Ezer Mechubar HaMechabed HaSabrios, so then ultimately, what is the Pasuk quoting? Mechabde Achabed, referring to the Ribono Shel Olam, because if a person who's respecting everybody, who understands the value of every individual, ultimately is respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Mechabdai Achabed. Quoting the Pasuk, who respects me, God says, I will respect. And that's why the Pasuk is quoted referring to the Ribono Shel Olam, and not referring to man, because Ezeu Mechubar HaMechabed HaSabrios means the person who's mechabed all the brios, then he ultimately is mechabed Hashem. Because if he's only mechabed certain people, it's only certain qualities that he wants to be mechabed. But a person who understands that there's a value of every individual, that's what is mechabed as Hashem. And that's, you know, in the Sefer Reishis Chochma, which discusses page 31, different questions we're going to be asked when we meet our Creator. And on the second arrow on page 31, it says, Kluma sakta b'Torah v'milos chasadim? Did you learn Torah? Did you do chesed? V'imlach v'chonecha, you made God your king? Shachris v'arvis? Did you say Kriya Shema every day? So then it says, V'imlachta es chavercha benachas ruach. But did you treat your fellow Jew, your friend, like a king? V'imlachta es reacha, the simple Jew, not necessarily the one who is accomplished, not necessarily the one who has the tremendous knowledge or tremendous wealth. Every individual. And I think that's how some Mefarshim explain V'haftal Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. Meaning, V'haftal Recha Kamocha doesn't mean because you like him, he's intelligent, he has good sense of humor, he's wealthy. No, Ani Hashem, that some Mefarshim explain, because every individual has Tzelem Elokim in him. And that's what the Ramban writes in the Igeres Ramban. Whenever you speak to somebody, always speak to them as if they're greater than you. Not speaking down. Because you never know in life who HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees as the holy person or as the righteous person. Even though in this world things perhaps are skewed and certain people are perhaps put on a pedestal and certain people are not. Ani Hashem. Be mechabed, as some Mefarshim explain, because he has Tzelem Elokim. Because the person is godly. And that, I think, brings together Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Makom. That we discussed, there's certain mitzvahs, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom, but the ultimate is that it's all together. It's all one. It's all Bein Adam L'Chaveiro stems because Ani Hashem. And that, I think, is the legacy that Daniela personified and would want us to walk away with that message. That every individual that we come across, and especially those individuals who perhaps are not the individuals that everyone is making a big deal about, there's so many people we're going to meet in life. Ani Hashem. Every individual needs your caring, needs your phone call. Sometimes it's just a phone call. Just to say, you know, I'm thinking about you. I care about you. There's so many people that, you know, we meant to call. We were thinking about them. But as we said, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the result is very important. Kavana is good too, but result. All these people that we meant to try to help out, we meant to help out to set them up with somebody or to help them out, but we didn't do it. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is the Maisa. Of course, it's a Maisa that the ultimate is our Kavana, and we care, but at a very basic level. Result oriented. You lost the coin and he picked it up. You helped him out. You didn't have kavana. You get the schus. You were thinking of helping somebody, but you didn't do anything. You don't get the schus. Of course, the ultimate, as Chazal say, is to have proper kavana and the maisa, both together. But the idea is, V'haftal Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem, as Chazal tell us in the Yerushalmi, Lo Sikom Lo Sikor, that Klal Yisrael is one unit. That's why we don't take revenge. It's like if somebody would be cutting meat and cut off, and his right hand wounded his left hand, so his left hand is not going to smack the right hand, because it's one unit. And that's what Klal Yisrael is all about. But that's the idea that Daniela wanted so much, to bring people together who didn't know each other. And that was her greatest pleasure. Look, we had the Shalashudas, and Ploni met Ploni, who never knew each other before. Ani Hashem. Because these are all parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming together. That's the Yichud Shechina. And that we always have to work on. And as great as we are, we should always try to strive for more. Try to strive for more, to have good intent, but together with the action. As Chazal say, that the Korban Ola is Mechaper on Machshava. That's what Chazal tell us. It's mechaper machshava. Even though we normally don't get punished for a machshava that we didn't do, but says the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, the machshava is referring to thoughts that we had that we never came to fruition. Because Mein Adam L'Chaveiro, as we said, has to come to fruition. And the legacy we learn from Daniela is that everyone counts. V'haftal Reicha Kamocha Ani Hashem. It's not just this person coming from this family or this illustrious family or this person, but every single person, Ani Hashem. Every single person. And that's the goal. And that's the legacy. And that's where we have to live our lives. And if we do that, and we keep that in mind, that simple hello, or that simple phone call, it doesn't have to be some great things, could go so far. And that's the personification of Zehu Mechubar HaMechabed Es Habrios. Not just this person or that person. But even the person that's not considered the illustrious person of the world, Kol Habrios. Because if you Mechabed Kol Habrios, then ultimately you be Mechabed God. If you only Mechabed certain people, so then it's these certain characteristics that you like. But it's not everybody. And it's not maybe Mechabed Hashem. And that's the legacy that we have to walk away with. And that's Ezra Hashem. When Gavriel grows up, he should be taught this lesson. This lesson that was what his mother was all about. And that's everyone who knows Gavriela and who knows Noam should be touched by this idea and be touched by this message. And we should continue with strength, because I'm sure Daniela wouldn't want us to just be stagnant and be paralyzed by her death, but rather to be inspired. And we don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and why she was taken from us at such a young age. We don't know. We don't understand. God's ways are too far complex, and the scope of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our comprehension. But we know what we had for these years, and we know what we can learn from these years, so let us put it in our lives. V'haftal Reicha Kamocha Ani Hashem, Ezeu Mechubad HaMechabed Es Habrios Kol Habrios. And with that, we should be zocher to Klal Yisrael coming together as one unit, and ultimately going back to Yerushalayim, going back to Arzeinu HaKedosha as one nation in one unit, and having one Beis HaMikdash, b'mheirah v'yameinu.